Hi, I'm Dr. Alice Benton. I want to share some tips with you on how to avoid family drama over Christmas. Unfortunately, as we try to celebrate Jesus' birth, we know that some family disruption is going to rise to the surface. So how can we best prepare for it? I suggest we start with prayer, asking for the Lord's intervention and for his help to best plan how to protect the harmony in our family and in our celebration beforehand. And then try to limit how many Martha activities you get yourself involved in. Honestly, this will be the first year I can finally handle doing Christmas cards, sending them out to my loved ones. We had to put it to the side for years because dealing with our young children was more than enough. Don't go overboard on what Christmas should look like and what you're supposed to do. Let's keep the important focus on the Lord and on family celebration. Find out ahead of time, identify with your spouse if you can, what topics should probably be avoided entirely or minimized. Perhaps politics should not be discussed over the family Christmas celebration. See if you can get support from a couple of stable-minded family members who will help to move the conversation along if you hit those rocky topics that should be saved for another time. It's also okay to say, I notice we're talking about politics. I'm actually going to change the subject. Have another couple of ideas ready of what you will move the topic of conversation to. I find that expecting that your boat will be rocked over the Christmas holiday then helps you handle it. If you have such high expectations that things will go perfectly, that your children will be delighted with the gifts that you have given them, you're setting yourself up for disappointment. But if you go in knowing that there are going to be some bumps in the road, but we can handle it, it helps you to have that expectation in advance. If you have young children, set up with them your family expectation as well. We tell our children, you're invited to be kind or quiet. If you can't be kind, you better choose to be quiet. And if you can't be kind or quiet, then we'll take a break from you so that they know they'll be sent to their room without a screen for a period of time if they're being rude to anybody else in the family. Prepare to decompress afterwards, hopefully to celebrate how well the family event has gone. Perhaps give yourself a treat for doing a good job at handling it. And I often need a comfort circle from one of my trusted people. My husband is my go-to guy on this. If there has been something disruptive, I'll need his comfort to settle down and to get regulated again afterwards. So I hope that all of these tips will help you to protect the harmony over your family Christmas. We will be praying for you. Merry Christmas.